The Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Cheryl, please call the roll.
Chair Plasencia?
Here.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Here.
Representatives Greco?
Here.
Hawkins?
Here.
Joseph?
Here.
Manny?
Here.
McCurdy? Nixon?
Here.
Rizzo? Rodriguez?
Present.
Rommel, excused. Schoaf?
Here.
Ranking Member Thompson, excused. Tuck?
Here.
Zika?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. Pursuant to House protocols, please wear a face mask, including while providing testimony. Members, today we will hear one bill and take up a consent agenda for appropriations project bills. We will now go to HB 847 on the Florida Academic Library Network by Representative Byrd. Representative Byrd, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the committee. For your consideration today, I have House Bill 847, Florida Post-Secondary Academic Library Network. I think it's been about a year ago this week that many of our schools were shut down due to COVID. While COVID has put a spotlight on distance learning, the benefits that our universities and colleges provide to students who need distance learning existed before COVID, and they will exist long after COVID is no longer with us. So House Bill 847 streamlines essential learning services offered by Florida's university and college system institutions under Florida's Academic Library Services Network. Essential services are defined as statewide automation library system, electronic resources, student transient applications, online student advising services and support, student transcript audits, and a complete catalog for distance learning courses and programs offered by the Florida College System and State University System. This legislation increases innovation and efficiencies by offering a single point of access to support students' education goals. It also has a significant cost savings to our state without passing costs on to students. And how that's achieved is currently, if each of our 40 college and university institutions had to go out and get an individual license, that would be 40 times the cost, where we will have one license that they can, then the 40 institutions can share. So I would, that's the bill, Mr. Chairman, in there.
Thank you, Representative Byrd. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Alexis Calada-Yude from the Department of Education waves in support. Jessica Camerley from the College of Central Florida waves in support. I apologize if I did not pronounce either of those two names correctly. Brian Lucas from Florida A&M University waves in support. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Representative Joseph, you're recognized in debate.
Just want to thank the chairman for bringing this bill. I used to use the system. I like efficiencies. I like when you get to pay less for the same thing and get the same service. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in debate? Seeing none, Representative Byrd, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I adopt Representative Joseph's debate, and with that, I close.
Thank you, Representative Byrd. Cheryl, please call the roll.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Yes.
Representatives Greco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Manny?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel? Schoaf?
Yes.
Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, the bill passes. Congratulations, Representative Byrd.
Thank you.
Members, we are about to take up the consent agenda for appropriations project bills. We will take up the consent agenda and vote once on the agenda in its entirety. The public is welcome to testify on any of the bills listed on the consent agenda. Members, we will not take up question, debate, and vote on each of the bills individually. Instead, we will be in questions and debate only once. Remember, you may vote no on any particular bill by submitting a nay vote consent agenda form with the administrative assistant before the vote. Please keep in mind that passing these bills makes these projects eligible for funding but does not guarantee that these projects will be funded or funded at the requested level. With that said, are there any questions? Is there any public testimony? We have Thomas Hobbs from Northwest Florida State College Foundation waving in support. For HB 3947, is there any debate? Before I call the vote on the consent agenda, are there any nay vote forms? Administrative Assistant, will you please call the roll on the consent agenda? Remember, a yes vote signifies an affirmative vote for every bill on the consent agenda, with the exception of any no votes on the particular bill that were just announced.
Chair Plasencia?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mariano?
Yes.
Representatives Grieco?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rommel? Schoaf?
Yes.
Ranking Member Thompson? Tuck?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Please show the consent agenda passes. All of the bills in the consent agenda will be reported favorably. Members, this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any further business before the committee? Okay. Seeing none, Representative Hawkins, move we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.